What I like about Madeleine McLean is she's a wine authority who approaches the subject in a very unintimidating way. She's racked up awards for her website, newsletter, book, articles. She's author of Red, White, and Drunk All Over, a wine-soaked journey from grape to glass. And she's always game for a new wine experience. Natalie, good to have you back.
Hi, Lynn.
So you actually became a sommelier for one night. So what happened?
Well, I wanted to work as a sommelier one night in a fine French restaurant to really understand what a sommelier does, and then on the other side of the table, what we as diners should expect in terms of good wine service.
So what did you find out?
Well, I found out it's like driving in a car, and most of the time we're in the passenger seat, and we're going along, and the countryside is beautiful, and so on. But when you start driving that car, you realize all of the things that you need to be paying attention to, from, you know, who are you addressing at the table? How are you going to match all of their different meals with wine? What is their price range? And so on. It's a lot to think about.
How do you do that? This is what I'm thinking. I know one of my hesitations when I deal with a sommelier in a restaurant is I don't want to say that I don't want to spend $90 for a bottle of wine or $200 for a bottle of wine. And I don't want to be in a position where I have to do that. And does a sommelier have to, you must have to be sensitive to that.
Absolutely. You have to be a bit of a diplomat because, you know, people are also on dates, so they don't want to declare how much they want to pay for love or the person they're with.
Yeah.
So they do have to be very subtle. Sometimes that cue can come from the diner saying what he or she has enjoyed in the past. So if they name a particular bottle, then you're getting an idea of the price range. If they're not, though, there is a subtle way that you can do it. So you are at the, you're behind usually or to the side of the person who's going to order the wine. Usually they've got the wine list tipped up in front of them.
Right.
And you can say something like, do you like something in this range? And you're pointing at the prices. So you get some secret communication going there without embarrassing the person.
How did you handle, did you run into a situation where someone wanted to send a wine back or didn't like a wine?
Fortunately, I didn't that night, although I've had the experience myself in other restaurants. But, you know, I think there are ways of sending a bottle back, and it starts with, as a diner, asking the sommelier, I'm not sure about this wine. Do you want to take a taste and let me know what you think? And that's the cue to the sommelier to agree with the diner, whether or not the wine is faulty or not. The diner's obviously not pleased or not sure, and you can probe a little bit, but, you know, it's about making the customer happy and saying, you know, well, I'm not sure. This could be, you know, off. Would you like me to get you something else?
If someone has tasted a wine, the wine is perfectly fine. It's just they don't like that wine. And they ask, you know, they do send it back. Are they charged for it?
Another great question. It's another sensitive situation, too. I think that if the sommelier or server has recommended the bottle, then most definitely that bottle should be taken back, even if it's not faulty. Because I think the server or the sommelier should probe enough to know the customer's tastes or what he or she is having for dinner, is it going to compliment, and so on. But let's say the diner has chosen the bottle. Well, to me, the restaurant is endorsing every bottle on that restaurant list, and it should still take the same kind of responsibility for making the customer happy. I think it's rarely the case where a customer sends bottle after bottle back just to show off. I mean, it's embarrassing enough to send one back. So, you know, I do believe in an all returns kind of policy.
So what are the other, what should we expect of a sommelier?
Well, I think that they should be there to heighten your dining experience, because I'm a big believer that wine with food is something that's much better than the two apart. And so the sommelier is there for that half of the equation. So the sommelier should be very knowledgeable about all the different wine-producing regions these days, how those wines pair with food, what the chef's specialties are. And then they should also be able to read the customers, ask the right questions about preferences and price and so on. They really have to work as an integral part of the team these days. And in fact, a lot of sommeliers work hand-in-hand with the chefs to develop wine and food pairing menus.
So we should look at the sommelier not as someone that intimidates us, but somebody who's like a tool for us.
Exactly. And these days, I think the intimidation is going out of the role. You hear a lot of sommeliers now call themselves, you know, the wine dude or the wine gal.
Right.
So, you know, and they're knowledgeable. And they're just, I think, you know, I'm generalizing here, but I think more and more of these people are just sharing a passion for wine. And that's what it's about, not intimidation and snobbery.
Natalie, thank you.
Oh, thank you, Lynn. Cheers.
Natalie McLean is author of Red, White, and Drunk All Over, A Wine-Soaked Journey from Grape to